The grace, mercy, and peace of the triune God be with you. Let us pray. Holy mystery, you reveal yourself to us in many ways. Help us now to hear your truth and experience your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. For the past several weeks, we have been on a journey of encountering God in unexpected images and metaphors over the past several weeks. We have seen God as flame, God as friendship, God as smell, the aroma of Christ, and God as clothing. Each of these images has given us a richer perspective of our relationship with God and how God in all of God's divinity interacts with us in all of our humanity. Today we come across two more images to explore: God as bread and God as vine. So many times we combine these two together, as indeed they are combined at the table before us. We begin to believe that they are completely interconnected and that the image of the body of Christ is the only biblical image of God as bread. And the lifeblood of Christ is the only image of God as vine. But in truth, both the Old and New Testaments are rich with many, many different images around these two basic elements, the elements of a meal, of nourishment, of restoration for our bodies and our souls. So today we're going to take a step back from the table, and for a few minutes we're going to explore what it means for God to be bread and God to be vine. We have become a culture in our first world country that is somewhat food obsessed. And unlike other countries that are obsessed with the procurement of daily food, in the United States there are at least two cable networks devoted to 24-hour programming about food. The word foodie is a part of our culture. And we all know about nose-to-tail cooking, sustainable agriculture, and using local ingredients. And many home cooks now claim that they have graduated from Food Network University. And yet, that obsession with food is nothing new, is it? In fact, our scriptures are filled with references of food. For at least 6,000 years, people have used food as a way to encounter, explain, and understand God. Lauren Winner, in her book, Wearing God, says this: "It would be a gross exaggeration to say that the Bible, it would not be a gross exaggeration to say that the Bible is a culinary manual concerned with from start to finish about how to eat, what to eat, when to eat. Food is the first way that the Bible shows us that God intends to provide for humanity. From the first story in Genesis to the final banquet in Revelation, God and food are intertwined together in a dance of metaphor where over and over again, God's literal provision of manna, of loaves and fishes, of wine at a wedding, of flour in a widow's jar, is woven into the image of God as bread of life. Jesus referred to the basic elements of bread and wine as his body and blood, offering them to the disciples as a way of remembering, of celebrating, of entering into the holy sacrament of God's grace. In one of those endless imagery loops that we find in Scripture, God